morning, 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Flags on New York City buildings being lowered to half staff in honor of a police officer among four people killed inside a New York City skyscraper. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The building security camera footage shows the shooter enter the lobby, turn right, and immediately open fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire.
An executive at the buyout firm Blackstone among the dead. The NFL, which is headquartered in the building, says a league employee was injured. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Police have identified the gunman as 27-year-old Shane Tamora. They say he had a documented history of mental health issues. He lived in Las Vegas and drove across country through Colorado Saturday night before reaching New Jersey Monday, about 2 hours before the shooting.
They say the suspect killed himself, and we have breaking news. The mayor says the gunman was targeting NFL headquarters but took the wrong elevator. Police in Reno say three people were shot and killed outside the Grand Sierra Casino. They say officers shot the shooter in the parking lot and took the person into custody. Sparks Police Chief Chris Crawforth.
At this time, we have no reason to believe there is a connection between any of the victims and the suspect, and we have no known motive by the suspect.
The alleged shooter in critical condition. Ghislaine Maxwell's made a new bid for freedom. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, is urging the Supreme Court to step in and overturn her sex trafficking conviction on grounds she was unlawfully prosecuted. Her attorney, David Marcus, went a step further, issuing a statement calling President Trump a deal maker, then saying they're appealing to the president himself to recognize how profoundly unjust it is to scapegoat Ghislaine Maxwell for Epstein's crimes.
Top Justice Department official interviewed her last week. It'll be another scorcher from the Gulf Coast up to New England. This lifeguard in Wisconsin Rapids has found a way to cope.
I am burning up out here. On our breaks, we jump in from time to time, which is really nice for keeping us like cool.
Several cities in the Northeast could break heat records today. Baseball fans are paying tribute to Cubs Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg, who's died after a battle with prostate cancer. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Holy cow!
Sandberg's power hitting, grit, and hustle made him a fan favorite. Cubs fan Matt Linder is one of many who flocked to Wrigley Field last night to mourn Sandberg.
He was the Cubs sauce, right? Like, he was every kid's hero.
The second baseman was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005.
Dow futures are up 76, NAS futures ahead 102. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Early this morning, a car crashed into a Racine Unified School. Initial reports are that the vehicle made it into a classroom at Olympia Brown in Caledonia. At this point, it's believed no one was hurt. Police and firefighters got the initial call at around 2:30 this morning. Investigators are still working to find out what happened. Gateway's Racine campus is the site of a political event today. Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore is attending a town hall to answer questions about the new Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is organizing the event. They put out a statement saying Moore will be taking questions from the area's actual congressman, Brian Stile. They say Stile was invited. The first district representative is holding his own event Thursday night to talk to constituents. That'll be held in Elkhorn. 6 months after inmate Joseph Lee died from an assault at the Racine County Jail, his family is still searching for answers. They're looking for more details about the circumstances of his confinement and the events leading to his death. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning that drivers ignoring road closed signs are risking a ticket. Law enforcement says work is underway at the new roundabout construction in Rochester and that some drivers have been caught speeding and driving impaired through the area. Work at A&J will likely last a few months. The Racine Raiders are back in a championship game. They'll face the Detroit Ravens this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit for a shot at the PFA title. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today. Still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight. Mostly cloudy. Lows mid-60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow. High mid-70s. Right now it's 70 degrees.
I bought a mattress recently. When's the last time you've done that? It is very overwhelming. Mattresses are now more complicated than computers. I couldn't answer a single question the sales guy asked me. He's like, well, what would you like? Gel, hybrid, latex, foam, memory foam, innerspring? Dude, I'm looking for a rectangle slightly bigger than me. I'm just trying to lay down. I don't know what other people are doing. Then he said, you're gonna have to rotate this every 3 months. I'm rotating it never. I'm just gonna warn you right now. I will never rotate it. That sounds ridiculous. This is not a vehicle. He goes, well, it's gonna get lopsided. I weigh 165 pounds. How am I gonna break a mattress? What do they do when a 400-pound guy walks in there? Sir, you're gonna have to rotate this every 3 minutes.
Freddie Cannon, Palisades Park. A real place, by the way, in New Jersey. Yeah, Palisades Park, an amusement park. This is before they had Great America and places like that. They had Palisades Park. It's 8:11, local news. Tam Lissitz here at WRJN. All right, you ever dig around your backyard? You find something interesting? Not this interesting, I'll bet. Someone uncovered a large trash-sized bag sapphire cluster in their backyard. This happened in Sri Lanka. You know what it's worth? $100 million. No, I never found anything like that. I found, like, old bones my dog buried. Looked like human bones, but I realized my dog buried those years ago. I don't think they were human. Here's Percy Sledge now.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Like me.
In Pretty Woman, 817, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Chance of showers this morning, then becoming sunny with a high near 85 today. Right now, cloudy, 73 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, I'm going to help you keep your job at work. All right, here's how to do it. Survey asks people the worst thing someone can do at work and looking unprofessional. Checking out attractive coworkers, pretending everything is fine, being flaky, being disorganized, being inarticulate, and overpromising. That sound like somebody you know? Yeah, you got to be careful at work. Yeah, and then you get in trouble with HR, and before you know it, you're asking the unemployment office, how much do I get a week? Be careful there, right? 817, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show, Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just-added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid for a little 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam-shabam. Dibam-shabam. 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 Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you.
For you at WRJN, originally from the movie Dames from 1934, one of those Busby Berkeley musicals. That's where the song came from. And now it's a big hit. What am I going to tell you? It's 825 at WRJN. There's a list of jobs going viral because they sound like they're cool jobs, but people who have them say, it's not what you'd expect, like a video game developer and anything in film. You're overworked, underpaid. You don't get any credit unless you're one of the big shots. a veterinarian. You think caring for cute animals is fun? It's very stressful. You deal with sick and dying creatures all the time. Nursing, especially the ER nurse, you're caring for people, but the level of the horror, negativity, and mental exhaustion is underappreciated. How about being a flight attendant? It was a glamorized position in the past. There were perks, but now you're basically a server who gets verbally abused. And teaching, you can make an impact, and it's no doubt about that. But there's also parents to deal with, along with low pay, lack of resources, a lot of hours after work, and the fact that nobody, no matter how hard you try, some kids just don't care. And they say especially teenagers don't care. But, I mean, you need teachers. I don't know why we underpay them. 826, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. It still says a shower possible this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with a high near 85, 73 and cloudy right now, right here at Radio Park.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
What a sad song. Have you ever listened to the lyric to that? Kenny Rogers, First Edition, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. It's 829 at WRJN, where it's time for Odd But True. Louis XIX served as King of France for 20 minutes. He took over the throne from his father on August 2nd, 1830, thought about it for about 20 minutes, decided, I don't want to be king. He abdicated so Henry V can take over, and the rest is history from there. It's exactly 8:30 right now. Time for the news once again, and here's Stewart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stewart J. Waddles. A car ended up inside of a classroom at Olympia Brown School in Caledonia early this morning. It's believed at this point no one was hurt. Police and firefighters were called to the K-8 school on 5.5 Mile Road at around 2:30 this morning. Investigators are still figuring out what happened. We're also working on learning more. 6 months after the death of an inmate at the Racine County Jail, a family is still searching for answers. You can go deeper at the Racine County Eye today about 35-year-old Joseph Lee, who died after an assault by another inmate on New Year's Eve. Lee's family has questions about why he was in a specific part of the lockup and that there are other questions they want to know more about. You can read all about it today at RacineCountyEye.com.
The Gateway Technical College campus in Racine is the site of a political switcheroo today. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who reps primarily Milwaukee, will attend a town hall in Racine. A statement from a group called Opportunity Wisconsin says she'll answer questions from Congressman Brian Stiles' constituents about the Republican tax law. The event will also feature Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, who, according to the AP, will run for lieutenant governor next year. The event tonight starts at 6 and takes place in the Great Lakes Room at Gateway. Congressman Stile will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held at Elkhorn Area High School. And the Racine Raiders are headed to another championship game. The Players Football Association Championship will air on WRJM this Saturday. The Raiders are in the title game after knocking off the undefeated Motor City Rams. They'll take on the Detroit Ravens for the title this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
See an isolated thunderstorm this morning and again this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today and muggy with a high of 84. Tonight, some rain after midnight, 69. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with showers and a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
I want a barbecue. I really want one. I want that so much. My father was the king of that. He loved that barbecue, the Lord of the Grill. He loved it very much. He built us a beautiful brick affair from one of the popular mechanics articles, but he must have, you remember those, the easy and fun. It was neither. The crucial measurement must have been under the staple in the magazine because the grill was on a tilt and it's set in brick, so every hot dog we ever made rolled right onto the ground. Every time, just and you know, fathers, you just pick it up with those long tongs. Eh, nothing wrong with that one, there you go. Dad, you know, there's a moth on it. Oh, that's good for you. Go ahead, you know. And my mother was just, oh, for goodness sake, she'd take them into the house, and wash them off. She'd wash them off and bring them out. I never had a hot dog in my entire life. She'd wash them off and bring them out. It was like eating long, round bologna. Awful food, but Dad could not be stopped.
And I love the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I love the words you say and all the things you do. And I love the way you straighten my tie. And I love the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you.
I get more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, I like it. 836, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I never heard of this before. Does your bathing suit happen to have pineapples on it? If so, get a new one, or maybe not. Some woman on TikTok bought a bikini with little pineapple designs on it. She also had pineapple swim trunks for her husband because she thought it would be cute to match on vacation. They didn't get it, why several people were being so nice to them. Then she found out that pineapples on your swimsuit, no, I never heard of this before, means you're a swinger looking to hook up. It also applies to shirts, pants, and other clothing with pineapple designs, especially if you're on vacation or on a cruise. Now you know. You've been warned. I never heard of that before. You're never too old to learn, huh? Getting rid of all my pineapple shirts immediately when I get home. You, baby. These are the Turtles.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through? The candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby.
Nobody but you.
And who believes that my wildest dreams and my craziest schemes will come true?
You, baby, no one but you. Baby, nobody but you. You, baby, no one but you.
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
I feel the earth move, Carole King. I once interviewed her on WRJN once. I don't know if I got her in a bad mood, but she was very unhappy. I don't know if it was me or not. I kept talking to her, and I got one-word answers. She was promoting an event coming up in the Racine area, and I thought it was very nice to her. I think I set her off when I told her, you know, I love the Tapestry album. I said, that was my favorite album. And that it went all downhill from there. I must have said something to start her off. All right, join WRJN on Monument Square in downtown Racine this week as we celebrate First Friday and the tradition of Scoop the Loop. Live music, food, drink, and friends all on hand starting at 4 p.m. Stop by our WRJN tent, too, for your chance to win some State Fair tickets. We have those, huh? We're giving those away? Huh, that's pretty neat. Scoop the Loop, First Fridays this week with WRJN on Monument Square. Ah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. These are the Zombies, time of the season at WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone
is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy, who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
here is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Organ you're hearing is called the Farfisa organ. That was a brand name of organ all these rock groups used to use back in the 60s, including the Zombies, time of the season. 8:46, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Found a list online of sounds most people probably will never hear again, like the factory whistle starting or ending a shift. How about an old cash register? Any cash register for that matter. A dial-up modem. Remember that sound? Remember that? And TV static, of course, and a fax machine. I remember the radio station I used to work at, we had a Quip. Exxon made these Quip machines, which was a forerunner of the fax machine. It was really a convoluted device to get some paper to its next destination. It took a long time. A lot of spinning drums going around. It's called a quip. I don't know if you remember those machines. Hey, it's 847 at WRJN. Looking for showers possible this morning. And becoming sunny with a high near 85, 76, and cloudy right now here at Radio Park.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Alice and the Pop is California Dreamin', 840, make it 853 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Now, if someone asked you to turn the air conditioning up, what do you think they mean? Do you think they want the room cooler or warmer? Most Americans said it means warmer. What's the matter with those people? Only 38% said cooler, so if turning the AC up means cooler to you, we're in the minority. Turning the AC up means warmer to people? Kind of hard to believe, huh? Yeah, I laugh at that, too. Yeah. 853 WRGN, here come the Buckinghams.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
Buckinghams, hey baby. 8:56 at WRJN. Showers possible this morning, then becoming sunny with a high near 85. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight, low 67. A chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, highs near 76. 76 right now and cloudy right here at Radio Park. Hey, did your parents sing lullabies to you 30 years ago? You know, maybe when you were little? A poll found a lot of young parents today don't even know lullabies enough to sing them to their own kids. A poll of 2,000 millennial parents found only half know the words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Baba Black Sheep, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and Rock-a-bye Baby. How do you not know the lyrics of those songs? First of all, they don't have that many words to them. How do you not know that? So what are you singing to kids? Maybe you're singing this song to them. Coming up from Zager and Evans in the year 2525. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy your day today. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and then Kurt Bowman. You keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6, all right?
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, nothing to do.
He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.
In the year 2525,
if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
In the year 35,
local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, developing news on last night's shooting that killed four people inside a New York City office building. Mayor Eric Adams tells CBS News the gunman was targeting the headquarters of the National Football League, claiming he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE.
He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury.
The league's headquarters is located in the building, but Mayor Adams says the suspect took the wrong elevator bank. Among the victims, an executive from the financial firm Blackstone and a New York City police officer.
Two children, one on the way. This was his dad's only son. And you can only imagine the level.